Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Your CBS News Brief. Secretary of State Blinken is in Tel Aviv urging Israel to do more to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza.
We're committed to deterring aggression from any part. And we'll take steps necessary to deal with it.
Prime Minister Netanyahu's rejecting the U.S. call for a pause in fighting until hostages are released. New jobs report shows hiring slowing down, and so are pay raises. CBS's Jill Schlesinger.
There were 51,000 jobs added in the month of October. We've now returned to a pre-pandemic level when it comes to government employment. Construction added 23,000. Leisure and hospitality added 19,000.
FTX founder Sam Bankman-Fried's facing up to 110 years in prison after he was found guilty of swindling clients and investors. CBS's Errol Barnett.
Sentencing is set for March 28th of next year. An appeal could be based in part on the idea the jury was incorrect in finding criminal intent. Even those grounds appear to be shaky at best.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. After threats to run him out of office, Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is now putting impeachment proceedings against Megan Wolf into motion. The state's top elections administrator has been the target of false claims that she helped rig the 2020 elections. Wisconsin Democrats say they have the momentum, but they're taking nothing for granted. They're launching a new statewide door-to-door effort in 115 communities starting this weekend. State Party Chair Ben Wickler.
What we saw in the Supreme Court race this spring was record turnout in a Supreme Court election. In state legislative special elections, we've dramatically overperformed what you'd expect from the gerrymandered district lines.
Wickler says Wisconsin votes will influence policy here as well as the White House and the U.S. Senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has assigned impeachment proceedings against Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf to a committee. The move comes following a misinformation-riddled ad campaign launched against Speaker Voss by a group led by former Republican primary opponent Adam Steen, threatening to remove him if he did not advance the impeachment proceedings. It was assigned to the Assembly Committee on Government Accountability and Oversight. Overtime pay could become tax-free under a new plan introduced by the Institute for Reforming Government. The organization, which has pushed for sweeping tax reform and called to fully eliminate income tax, says the plan will benefit workers and restart the conversation about tax reform in Wisconsin. The plan would eliminate income tax on overtime wages and bonuses up to $2,500. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has recently vetoed other proposed tax cuts by Republican lawmakers. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The Brewers will bring back one of their pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers re-signed right-hander Colin Ray to a new one-year extension worth $4.5 million guaranteed. Meanwhile, the New York Post says that manager Craig Counsell is in New York to interview for the Mets manager's job. NBA, the Bucks are at home to take on the New York Knicks. At 2-2, Milwaukee has great shooting offense, but nobody playing defense. The Bucks' Pat Connaughton asked, how far can this year's team go?
I think the sky's the limit, but I think we'll focus on trying to get better each and every single day. I think the chemistry continues to grow. I think it's had to grow a little bit in the preseason. We showed flashes, but at the same time, we're all trying to get on the same page at certain points of games as well. And I think that's going to take time. It's going to take communication. It's going to take, you know, mental focus as much as it is physical. And so for us and us guys who have been here, who are veterans in the NBA, to make sure we use our voices to help each other out while we're out there on the floor and take it game by game.
That's the Bucks, Pat Connaughton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
93.5 The Tap. This is 93.5 The Tap. 93.5. The Tap. 93.5. The Tap.
Mostly cloudy for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 24.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. On air, 93.5 FM. Online, thetap.com. And on the Civic Media app. This is 93.5 The Tap. From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Broad.
As so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Calvin on the board. Harold Payne, Greg Bach, live with me in studio, and you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. If you ever want to check in, thank you for listening in Madison on WMDX Mad Radio, and of course, Green Bay, the talk of Green Bay, as well as here in the Shaw. And every Friday at 11:06, he is our resident expert on relationships and life coaching and all such things. Dr. Michael McCutcheon joins us now. Good morning, Dr. Mike. How are you doing?
Good to see you all, and what a day that I get to be here with you. We're talking about how we should change the world with daylight savings time and naked bike rides. What a Friday. Thank you for having this is fun. I want to get in the debate. I don't even want to talk about fixing lives. Let's fix the nether regions of carols, and let's talk about Australia. That I've never heard that phrase before. My God,
I know.
Woo. Yeah, ice packs on Australia. I was like, my goodness, we're kicking off the weekend right.
You're never gonna forget it.
Nope.
As hard as you try, you will never forget.
It will haunt my dreams for life, Carol. You are right. Yeah.
All right.
I'm in.
Let's start out with your, we have a problem, and you're here to fix it, Dr. Mike.
This is a doozy.
It is a doozy. So here we go. I'm a 49-year-old guy married for 15 years. And I'm seriously considering getting a divorce. We have a 10-year-old son, and I feel it would be best for both my wife and son if I just left because of how little I contribute. She's a lawyer. She makes great money, whereas I barely work. She lives with passion, whereas I never initiate travel or sex or intimacy or anything new. There were times in the past when I have worked more, used Viagra to help with our sex life, and taken initiative of home. It felt good. But I have been in a big rut for 18 months, and I wonder, is it too little too late? Should I just throw in the towel? I'll be 50 next year. Am I too old to turn things around?
Oh, my God.
Why are you even there?
He needs to see a counselor.
Yes, he does.
He needs to talk to someone, don't you think, Dr. Mike?
Yeah, I think this might be bigger than just... quote unquote, a couple of turnaround things. You're absolutely right. This sounds 18 months sounds like it might be, you know, perhaps some capital D depression going on, right? This is more than just a rut. And you know, when you ask these questions, like, is it too little, too late? And you know, too late to turn some things around. You know, this isn't just a question for you. This is a question for you and your partner, right? Does she think it's too little, too late? You know, is she willing to sort of work with you? And I think if I'm being totally serious with you, and I'm going to take off just my coach or counselor or advisee hat with you, you know, I actually know from personal experience, if you don't mind me sharing, Jane,
no,
I know what
please.
It's like to be a young man growing up without a father personally. And I think you need to think about your 10-year-old son here.
Yes.
You don't just throw in the towel on being a dad. Should I just leave my wife and son? I think, you know, to think about what the repercussions are of just watching your dad walk out the door like that at 10 years old, you know, it's, go to a counselor, go to your wife and say, what are some things that I can do to start turning some things around here? I will say, first and foremost, the fact that this person has in the past tried some things, right? They have tried Viagra before. They have tried to initiate some kind of activity of travel or done something before. And the fact that they're reaching out even now to say, is it too late? It's almost like they're throwing out this line and saying, tell me that it's not too late, right?
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of hopefulness here in this, I would say. And they want us to say that it's not too late. So I don't know what you or Carol or Greg think, but I would say, you know, 49 is not 99. What are you talking about? You know, you've got a lot of life to live. You've only been a certain amount of time. You've got a 10-year-old son. Let's go here, right? So that's the...
I think you make a great point, Dr. Mike, in that...
Please take care of your family.
Yeah, it's not too late, and it does sound like he's looking for some reassurance.
Right, I think so.
That this can improve, and I guess one of the things that I take away from this is he just sounds unhappy with himself.
Yeah.
And that's why I think he needs to go talk to someone and get some counseling. You're not going to be able to fix anything in your relationship if you don't address your own issues first, right?
Yeah, I might get emotional at this point because there's a lot of things I'm 46. I'm 45. I'll turn 46 next year. I've been married for 11 years. I have felt those things. My wife is a bright, beautiful person. She's successful. She loves life. And there are times I look at her and I think, what am I contributing to this? What am I bringing to this relationship? Is she better without me?
Oh.
And then I talk to her and whomever this person is, I'm going to ask you, have you spoken to your wife about this? Because I have a feeling you're speaking from a point of view that you haven't. And it speaks to a greater issue of men not expressing their emotions, their fears, their feelings. We have to get over that. It's hard, but we have to. And therapy is a great place to do it. But tell your wife, and I want to go out on a limb here and just think she'll be shocked to hear this. And also, you know, yeah, talk to your wife. Talk to your son. And don't talk to him about this, but hang out with your son. Because
these are times you're never going to get back.
Yeah. Dr. Mike, I lost my father when I was young. I'm going to bet dollars to donuts that your son gives you energy in life too. So instead of holding that all in, and thank you for talking to us, but talk to the people directly around you who your presence affects. And I have a feeling that you won't want to leave. You just have to share and open up and be a part of something. And yeah, I could talk about this for hours on end, but I will not. I'm sorry.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Michael McCutcheon is our guest, as he is every Friday at 11:06, as Dr. Mike fixes your life. If you ever have a problem or a question about relationships or your career or just the direction your life is taking, you can always text us at 844-967-2789 or shoot us an email at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us. Carol, what do you think about this?
Well, I think all the opinions are valid, and first and foremost, I agree with Dr. Mike and I agree with Greg. You first have to start with talking to your partner, period. You have to start talking to your partner and see where their mindset is. And you might be very surprised that your wife would look at you and go, like Greg said, probably with a little bit of shock and go, no, I love you. You know, you have to find out why she's still there. You know what I mean? Why is she not feeling like this? Or maybe she is and she just hasn't told you. But I agree with Greg again with the fact that hang out with your son. You know, get a little, there's the greatest memories I have are being with my kids. Being with my kids. So.
And because it, we talked about this one before Kristen had her baby and had heard from a lot of people who said it goes so quickly.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
You just don't appreciate how rapidly they grow up. Yeah, it's over the course of 18 years, but I think it's condensed to down like five.
Yeah, it goes in the blink of an eye and you will regret not hanging out with him and take him to a ball game.
Just go play catch in the backyard.
Exactly. Yeah.
Something.
Anything. Anything. So
build those memories. And the other thing too is, you know, you said that you used Viagra to help with that. That's not a bad thing. That's nothing that is, as Dr. Mike said, you making steps and inroads to better things. And that's good that you did. That means you care. You care about your partner and you care about sharing that intimacy. All those little steps you're doing, those are important. Build your progress off of those steps. I'm not going to tell you to stop feeling the way you feel. All your feelings are valid. But those things that you do are showing that you love your partner, you love your family, and you want to be better. So there you go. And also, as far as like the work goes and jobs and whatnot, that, you know, I understand that too. I've had a lot of jobs. I've had a lot of careers in my life. And it's hard to look back and be like, I've done a lot of things. Instead, I'm like, I couldn't keep a job.
Yeah.
Find out what you love to do. Maybe there's a place. Training. Go back to school.
Go volunteer.
Yeah. Go to a technical college and get a 2-year degree in something that will get you somewhere that makes you feel happy. Because when you feel happy, your partner will feel happy. She'll be proud. Your kid will feel happy. They will reflect your positive energy. But also, it's not always about them either. Start with you.
Yes.
Start with looking within and figuring out what are the steps? Where am I faltering? How do I get better?
How do we do, Dr. Mike?
You know, that Greg, that reminds me of this phrase, this idea that if you chase a butterfly, the butterflies will fly away. But if you build a beautiful garden, the butterflies will come.
Yeah.
Right. And this person needs to work on his own garden. Yeah. Right. And the love from the wife and the feelings of self-esteem and self-image. And I think like the happy family with the son and all that will sort of come. So you're absolutely right. You know, don't look outwards. Look inwards. You're absolutely right, Greg.
And he just needs to find some of his own happiness.
Yeah.
And what's going to make him happy. And then you can build out from there.
Mm-hmm.
But as you said too, Dr. Mike, the fact that he's even asking the question and reaching out for advice is a good sign. That's a really good sign.
Yeah. It seems like the people on this panel would be open. If this were your partner, it seems like you would all be open to going to counseling with this person and wanting to work with them. I think that's the whole point. A lot of people, if they were on the receiving end of this, if this is your partner, you would not say, hey, buddy, throw in the towel, get out of here. Yeah. I don't want anything to do with you. You would want to do the work. So yeah. I think there's the answer for our friend.
Always a delight to talk to you, Dr. Michael McCutcheon. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you next Friday at 11:06. Coming up next, Elvis, another movie. We're going to kick that around on As Goes Wisconsin. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
.5 The Tap. Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
The delusions of grandeur have come to an end, as has the campaign of former Vice President Mike Pence. You know, people didn't care for him so much. I don't know why. You know, January 6th, they just wanted to hang him at the gallows, Dom.
I mean, at least they knew his name. You know, there's no such thing as bad PR, Crudy.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm...
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Rye. By the way, Kristen joins us every Wednesday at 10:33 till 11 o'clock. Checking in on maternity leave, so make sure you join us on Wednesdays. We've got Callan on the board, Greg Bach and Carol Kane with me in studio, and you at 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. There is a new Elvis-related movie coming out called Priscilla.
Uh-huh.
And this is based on Priscilla Presley's book that I read many, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And I'm really intrigued by this one. Now, was it last year that Elvis
yeah. movie. Last year or the year before, yeah.
Was up for a lot of Oscars.
Right, right.
It came out in 2021 because it was nominated for 2022.
Which I thought I thought it was a solid movie. I thought Tom Hanks did a terrible job as Colonel Tom, but, you know, I thought that the kid who played Elvis was really good.
He was good. But the one thing that jumped out at me in that movie was how they completely skipped over the fact that Elvis met Priscilla Presley when she was 14.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And she moved in with him.
Yeah.
While she was a teenager.
It's kind of disturbing.
Without her parents.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. That movie completely glossed over the whole thing.
And this is written and directed by Sofia Coppola.
Right.
Made many, many films. She's a fantastic filmmaker. So it'll be, I'm not a big Elvis fan myself, just not my jam. Don't yell at me. Don't at me. But I will watch this one. I didn't see the Elvis movie cause I didn't care. But this one will be interesting cause I want to see how Sofia Coppola
handles
this topic, how the movie handles the topic, how Elvis comes out looking, because that's a huge part of his legacy.
It is
Priscilla.
Again, this is the movie Priscilla is based on Priscilla Presley's book Elvis and Me that came out in 1984. Variety
Holy
magazine.
Cow.
Yeah, Variety magazine is reporting that Priscilla and Elvis's daughter Lisa Marie,
RIP,
yes, sent emails to Sofia Coppola last year telling her how much she didn't like the script. Why are you coming for my dad and my family?
Mm.
But at the same time, Priscilla Presley signed off on this.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So she was apparently okay with the script, and yet Lisa Marie wasn't. I find that really interesting.
I mean, put yourself in Lisa Marie's shoes. You're coming after your dad. Even if your dad, I mean, for all of the faults of Elvis Presley, that's still someone's father, and people defend their parents to the hilt on things. So I understand that. I get why Lisa Marie would
do
that. Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I mean, her mother and her had a tumultuous relationship for a long time.
That's what I was just going to say.
And yeah. So it doesn't surprise me that Lisa Marie went after her, or not went after, but just aired her grievances. That totally checks out.
Okay.
Yeah. But I did clip portions of the trailer. Now, I will say this. I just want, in full honesty, the trailer is about a minute and 38 seconds long. We didn't want to play the whole thing, and there was a cuss in there.
Yeah.
So we just cut in the dialogue that we felt was but go watch it. For the whole thing, we've left out nothing important. So go ahead.
You like Elvis Presley?
Just what is the intent here, Mr. Presley? You got women throwing themselves at you. Why my daughter?
Well, sir, I happen to be very fond of your daughter. She's much more mature than her age. You don't have to worry about her. Black hair and more eye makeup.
I don't know if I like it.
What do you mean you don't know if you like it?
Well, I need a woman who understands that things like this might happen. Are you going to be here or not?
That's a clip from Sofia Coppola's new movie, Priscilla, based on Priscilla Presley's 1984 book, Elvis and Me. One of the emails that Lisa Marie sent to Sofia Coppola, quote, "My father only comes across as a predator and manipulative. As his daughter, I don't read this and see any of my father in this character. I don't read this and see my mother's perspective of my father. I read this and see your shockingly vengeful and contemptuous perspective, and I don't understand why."
How old was she when he died? 70, do we know?
That was 77. I think she was
five or six. She was really little.
I mean, I understand her coming out and defending her father, but you know, after all those years too, you know, things change. You remember things differently from when you were 5 or 6 years old.
Sure.
I don't necessarily believe that he wasn't kind of a predator when he's going after a 14-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, let's call it what it is.
Thank you.
When you're Elvis Presley, and the reason why I chose that one section where he just looks at her and says, you know, black eyeliner, more makeup, is like when you're that young and you're whatever he is in that point in the movie, whether it's boyfriend or husband, and he's Elvis, there's no way manipulation's not happening.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Svengali status that happens. Yeah.
Yes, without a doubt. And you can just look at the photos of her and how he
changed her.
Dressed her like a doll.
And like an adult.
Like an adult. And I think it's lovely that he thought she was really mature for her age. She was still only 14 years old.
You know who says that about women?
Predators.
Exactly. Yeah, and once again, she's not alive to defend the point anymore, and that's unfortunate. But she, once again, I get where she's coming from. I get it. Her language speaks, don't be mean to my dad.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, apparently this is something she's never come to grips with, the fact that her father and her mother had this very, very inappropriate relationship at such a young age. And maybe she decided she didn't want to deal with it, or maybe she was so used to it, whatever. But it doesn't get around the fact that Priscilla wrote the book.
And was an executive producer of this movie.
Exactly. So
then how do you argue with us?
Yeah.
Real quick text before we go. The issue with Elvis and Priscilla marrying underage girls wasn't uncommon. In retrospect, we obviously know it to be insanely inappropriate now, but there were lots of other celebs and common folk who did the same thing, which is true. So
Jerry Lee Lewis,
it's easy to lash out at Elvis, but if we're going to do that, we need to be consistent. And that's not wrong.
No, and I'll lash out against all of them. It's just we're talking about Elvis right now. Bill Wyman from the Stones, Jerry Lee Lewis. There are tons of them out there. And if we could start a whole new show on Civic Media called Greg Lashes Out at Rock Stars Who Marry Underage Girls, I'm happy to host that show.
Join us Monday right here for Greg Bach Lashes Out. All right, when we come back, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction is tonight. We're going to go through some of the artists who are going in, and we would love to hear from you on which ones you think have been needlessly skipped over, because there's lots and lots of them. So I hope you will stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah. Yeah.
step on up and enjoy what's on tap today. Local talk about the Valley and all of Wisconsin.
In fact, it's on tap every day.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
This is Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The president of the Universities of Wisconsin is urging administrators to lobby state lawmakers to act on pay raises for faculty and staff. Jay Rothman is also asking chancellors to ask for help from alumni networks and local civic and business leaders. A Republican-controlled committee of lawmakers is stalling UW pay hikes over an ongoing dispute over diversity, equity, and inclusion efforts. Wisconsin could get $229 million from Washington to help pay to keep more than 319,000 children in daycare. It's part of an emergency request the Biden administration is making to Congress after pandemic daycare funding ran out at the end of September. The Wisconsin legislature rejected Governor Evers' special session on child care this fall. After that, Evers released $170 million in emergency funding. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched a new website and helpline to connect families of children with disabilities to services they need. The program is called the Wisconsin Wayfinder Children's Resource Network, and it makes essential services more accessible by partnering with providers and care systems across the state. In addition to connecting families with care services they need, the program also offers a children's resource guide to assist families that need it. Democratic lawmakers are proposing a legislative package to address conditions in Wisconsin prisons. The state's prison system has been overcrowded for years and has struggled with chronic staffing shortages, leading to long lockdowns and a federal lawsuit. The bills would require inmates to get hot showers, weekly in-person visits, and recreational opportunities, as well as mandating that cells be kept at tolerable temperatures and inmates are allowed to at least view the outdoors for several hours a day. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WCFW News.
Matt Flynn Direct.
When it comes to shutting down the government, what I'm afraid is Mike Johnson comes in, he'll say real smooth, I don't want to shut down the government. Here's a budget. And you'll go, hey, wait a minute. That has cuts in child care, Social Security. And he'll smile. He's sort of like Scott Walker. People who are unnervingly polite behind that kind of facade, they have a lot of inner weasels. They have too many inner weasels, quite frankly.
Matt Flynn Direct. Weekdays from 2 until 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Brewers will bring back one of their pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers re-signed right-hander Colin Ray to a new one-year extension worth $4.5 million guaranteed. Meanwhile, the New York Post says that manager Craig Counsell is in New York to interview for the Mets manager's job. NBA, the Bucks are at home to take on the New York Knicks. At 2-2, Milwaukee has great shooting offense, but nobody playing defense. The Bucks' Pat Connaughton asked, how far can this year's team go?
I think the sky's the limit, but I think we'll focus on trying to get better each and every single day. I think the chemistry continues to grow. I think it's had to grow a little bit in the preseason. We showed flashes, but at the same time, we were all trying to get on the same page at certain points of games as well. And I think that's going to take time. It's going to take communication. It's going to take, you know, mental focus as much as it is physical. And so for us and us guys who have been here, who are veterans in the NBA, to make sure we use our voices to help each other out while we're out there on the floor and take it game by game.
That's the Bucks, Pat Connaughton. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy for a while this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon. Our high today, 47, with wind north at 5 to 15. Tonight, 20.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From Lake Wissota State Park and the Pablo Center, the entire Chippewa Valley is tapping in to the station talking about your hometown. 93.5, The Tap.
as soft and gentle as a sigh.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Bry. Calvin on the board. Carol King, Greg Bach with me in studio. And whether you are listening to us in Oshkosh and WISS Air Support, Eau Claire, the Tap, or in Racine at WRJN, we'd love to hear from you at 844-967-2789, 844-96.
Hearty!
Thank you, Greg Bach. All right, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is inducting there. It's the 38th year.
Yeah.
Woo!
That's really hard for me to believe. The 38th year of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony tonight. Disney Plus now is streaming it, so if you want to watch it, that's where you got to go tonight, starting at 8 o'clock. I'm excited. Just always like to see who makes the cut and who doesn't, and that's really where we want to hear from you is who is still being robbed after 38 years.
Well, there's over 300 inductees at this particular, throw over 300 members, like 338 members.
So far.
Yeah. Okay. And there are some, you know, really, and as far as I'm concerned, there are some glaring holes. But, you know, I don't make the decisions.
They don't ask you.
They don't ask me.
I know, that's shocking.
I've never gotten a call.
So, but I mean, I looked up the inductees and some of them are pretty solid.
Kate Bush.
Yeah.
I think Kate Bush got the, sorry to say this, Kate Bush got the push because of, she's very talented, but definitely her resurgence from Stranger Things. She had a song on the show Stranger Things, and her album went up the charts. And not that that show did it. What it did was, I believe, made people go, oh, yeah, Kate Bush is amazing.
Remember her?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's given her a resurgence, which I think is very well deserved. Kate Bush is amazing.
Also getting inducted tonight, Sheryl Crow.
Well, yeah. What took so long?
I agree.
I mean,
what took so long?
She probably hasn't been eligible for that long. She came out in the late 90s. So
was it late 90s?
Yeah, you have to. It's either 20 or 25 years from your first album release.
Oh,
so
maybe it might have been a timing issue.
Yeah, exactly. You have to wait. You have to be patient.
Okay. Missy Elliott is performing tonight as an inductee. Enough.
She follows me on Twitter. That was the thing. She follows me on Twitter.
How on earth did you get Missy Elliott to follow you on Twitter?
I tweeted once. I said there are two people in the world that if I ever met, I would break down and cry. Michelle Obama and Missy Elliott. And I tagged them and she followed me back. And I threw my phone across the room. I'm like, I can't ever tweet again.
They have multitudes of people keeping track of that stuff.
And what you mean when their name comes up on social media?
Right.
Yeah.
And let me just, this is an aside. I did that with my Duraflames because I burn, I know you're going to laugh, but that's, it speaks to what he's talking about. I burn a Duraflame in my fireplace every night.
Okay.
And I went on Twitter and I wrote, hey, Duraflame, big fan, blah, 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 blah. Like 4 days later.
Yeah.
There's a case of Duraflames delivered by the UPS guy.
Seriously. How did they get your address?
I filled out this form. Oh,
so they contacted you.
Yeah. Well, they just mailed it off. They know I tagged them, and then they just mailed it off. I'm not kidding you.
The story is growing interesting. We should just talk about this for the whole segment.
So anyhow, I understand that they keep track of this stuff.
So if I go on my Twitter account, which I rarely ever post anything on, and say, hey, Jaguar, you guys rock. Can I expect...
They'll be like, thank you very much.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, okay, there's a difference between a Jag
and Duraflame. I suppose slightly.
We did, for those who are not initiated of the group, we did bring some clips. So, Calvin, do you want to play a little Sheryl Crow?
Yes, I will. Why is it up?
She'll show up.
Yep.
Eventually.
Yeah. We can move on. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
What is it about Missy Elliott in particular that you love so much? I am not all that familiar with her music. What I do know is that she was one of the earlier black female singers who came out with a really strong persona and really strong opinions. And yet wasn't into the profanity and stuff like that.
Well, for me, what Missy Elliott represents is somebody who is exactly who she is all the time. She's herself. She's unapologetic for, you know, she's lost a lot of weight over the past few years, but she used to be a larger woman, and mm-hmm. she embraced that in a industry that did not embrace that. Before she even became a recording artist with her first record, Super Dupa Fly, she was already an established songwriter and producer for other artists.
Oh, I did not know that.
So she's a smart business person. Yeah. She's stylish. She is an incredible lyricist and just a positive force. And anyone who meets her just says the same thing. It's like when you're around her, you are just enveloped with her spirit. And she just goes all in for everything.
I'm gonna have to chase down some tracks.
Amazing songs.
And listen to some Missy Elliott, I think, this weekend.
Who knew?
Also getting inducted tonight, George Michael. I know you love George Michael. Todd Alba loves George Michael.
I love George Michael.
Do we have a clip of George Michael, Kellen?
Yeah. He is, for me, he is a big deal. There's something about him that lives within me.
I love George Michael.
Yeah. When we lost him in 2016, on Christmas. He died on Christmas 2016.
Wow.
And, I think that's another one he could have went in a long time ago. And wham! Yeah.
There we go.
Honestly, Wham should be there too. It shouldn't just be George Michael. It should be Wham.
And Andrew Ridgely.
Yep. There you go. Look at you. Look at you.
Look at the callback. Look at the callback.
I can't even look at him because he's sitting there with he's doing like a shimmy, and it's just like,
what's up,
happening?
Carol?
What's happening?
You want to bring your Duraflames over here? Come over.
You got to watch the live stream to see the action that happens in
I'm kind
the studio.
Of in darkness right now, but don't worry. I'm here, folks. I'm here.
Also getting inducted tonight, Willie Nelson. Rage Against the Machine and the Spinners. I saw Willie Nelson many, many, many years ago when I was in college and loved it. And he is still going strong, which blows my mind.
Oh, I love Willie. Willie and Waylon? Awesome.
Calvin picked a perfect song for Willie.
There you go.
Yep. God bless Willie. God bless Willie.
I find it so interesting, though, that Willie Nelson's going to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And yet, when Dolly Parton was approached to be inducted, she's like, no, I don't do rock. I've never done a rock album. And I love this woman so much.
Yeah.
She's like Betty White status.
No. She is. Yes, agreed. Yes.
She 1, really is.
1,000%.
But you know what? She stood by it. And good for her. I mean, I was like, you know, if she didn't feel she deserved it, then that's the kind of person, when you talk about Missy Elliott, that's the same kind of thing I hear about Dolly Parton all the time.
Yeah.
What a great person she is.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful human being. Well, and she is coming out with her first rock album, so then I think she's going to feel a little bit more comfortable the next time this comes around. Although she said, too, that she's been approached many times to perform at the Super Bowl, and she's always turned it down.
Why?
Quote, I couldn't do it because of other things, or I just didn't think I was big enough to do it.
I mean,
Dolly.
She's pretty influential. She should embrace that.
I mean,
absolutely.
The things that woman does, y'all know about her book.
My Life in Fashion?
No.
Sequence?
The book she does for children. In Tennessee, if you have a child, you can sign up for Dolly's book program. They will send your child a book a month for the first 5 years of that kid's life.
Wow. She's wonderful.
She is an amazing human being. I remember when Betty White died, people were like, where's Dolly? Protect Dolly. She can't go next.
Wrap her in bubble wrap.
Yeah. This is not so much the snub thing, because, you know, Dolly gracefully declined, but there are also a great deal of artists who have been snubbed over time. Many, many artists. And a lot of them come from the rock and metal community who just, you know, get overlooked. There are a lot of bands who just have not got put in. And did anyone contact us about like snub bands or anything?
We do have a couple texts from the 262. How in the world is Jefferson Starship not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? If for no other reason than for producing the most amazing rock song of all time, We Built This City, they are totally deserving to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And also, George Michael should be in the Christmas Music Hall of Fame too.
Heck yeah.
You know, there's a documentary out, and I think it's on MGM Plus. There's a documentary out called San Francisco Sounds that talk about how influential Jefferson Starship was.
Oh, yes.
In the Haight-Ashbury music scene and things like that, and Grace Slick. And, you know, she was hot when she was young. She was a model. I didn't realize that. And how she came on to Jefferson Starship and really helped them.
Oh, breakthrough.
Breakthrough, for sure.
Big time.
But and I agree with you, though, when it comes to them, because I'm a Crew fan. I'd love to see Motley Crue in.
Yeah.
I would.
I'd love to see Motley Crue just stop playing the live. They're not a good band to see live. They're great albums. I love their records, but Vince Neil is not a quality singer anymore. I've seen some videos. But
really?
The question about Jefferson Starship, who, like, so I'm wondering if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, because I believe Jefferson Airplane is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
But not Starship.
Because then they became Jefferson Starship.
Right.
And then they just became Starship.
Right.
And us, and so I'm wondering if the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame said, all right,
we got you covered.
We got you covered. You're all
probably
because all the basic people who are in that band, the Starship version, were in Jefferson Airplane.
Right.
So I don't know how that works, but
you might be right. That sounds plausible.
I met Marty Ballins once.
Oh yeah.
He was like a pocket person.
Well, what do you mean?
He was tiny.
Oh.
He's an itty bitty.
So tiny. I felt like the Jolly Green Giant standing next to him. Nice guy. Really nice guy. Yeah. But I was just like, I had no idea you were so tiny. He was Davy Jones tiny.
Oh, okay, that's diminutive.
When talking about, we only have a couple minutes left here, but when talking about snub bands, there was never probably a bigger band that was snubbed over time than the band Rush. Rush was snubbed for 15 years, and it
but
was
they're in now. Aren't
they're
they?
In now, and I got a clip of from their induction. I want to set it up real quick. This is a 3-minute clip where Jan Wenner, who is the founder of Rolling Stone, goes through all of the class and says who all these people are. When he gets to Rush, this is what happens in the audience. Play that clip.
And from Toronto.
They go insane. Half of this clip is the audience losing their mind because after 15 years, Rush gets in.
Finally got it in.
Yep.
We have a text, Lisa Joe from Madison checking in. I can't believe that Robin Trower, a guitar god, is not yet in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I mean, I know who Robin Trower is. That's a pretty niche request. I get it. He's a great guitar player, but like that's also saying like, you know, I'm surprised. I'm blanking on his name. Adrian Belew. Like that's a very, very niche artist.
I love Paul Rodgers in Bad Company. And Paul Rodgers is considered one of the, if not the greatest rock and roll voice of all time. Of all time.
He toured with Queen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Quick Paul Rodgers story. And this is part
real quick.
We were doing our show from Covent Garden and he came up with his guitar and he sat across the table from me and sang the entire version of All Right Now, just to me.
Mic drop.
Gotta go.
If you want to check in, who also got snubbed, still being snubbed by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, we will cover that next. 844-967-2789. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. My life begins today.
You're listening to 93.5, The Tap.
Timeout.
Oh, right.
right. Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Daz Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matnair in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach, Carol Kane with me in studio. Calvin on the board and you at 844-967-2789-844-96-PARTY. We're taking your calls and your texts right now about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. 38th induction is tonight. And who is getting skipped? Who has still not made it in there? I want to go back to a text from the 262. Jane, you missed my sarcasm in my earlier text. That Jefferson song, Jefferson Starship song, "We Built That City," is the worst song of all time.
Oh, well, yeah. That's also, a city built on rock and roll is unstructurally sound.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay,
good to know.
There you go.
Taylor Hawkins, please.
Okay.
Well, he'll. I mean, of the. That he's so he's the late drummer of the Foo Fighters. He's not going to be in. He's not going to be put in individually. He will go in with the band, and I think the band is already in there. So
I'm pretty sure the Foo Fighters are in.
I think they are too.
I'll look it up as you two talk.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Well, what about
you?
I've
been. I mean, Heart's in there, right?
Yes.
Oh my God, Heart's version of "Stairway to Heaven" at the Medal of the Arts Award for when they did it, when Led Zeppelin got the Arts Award, Heart did "Stairway to Heaven" with Jason Bonham on drums. You'll cry.
Really?
Oh, it's better than Led Zeppelin.
Well, she's one of the greatest voices ever.
Ann Wilson is amazing.
Yeah,
she can still belt.
Yeah.
After this, yes, Foo Fighters were put in 2021, so Taylor Hawkins is in the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, he can't go in as a solo artist, as he's never
been a solo artist.
He's released. Yeah, he's in there. It's great.
Also among the musical excellence inductees tonight, Chaka Khan, which is great. Al Kooper, I am not familiar with Al Kooper. Maybe you can help me out, Greg. And Bernie Taupin, who, of course, been Elton John's longtime lyricist. I mean,
forever.
For decades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Al Kooper is a songwriter and record producer. They give a lot those there. So there's the class. And then there's like influences and then influencers. And then there are people who are like behind the scenes. And Al Kooper is one of those like songwriter and producer types. Yeah. Another important one that it's going in is a gentleman by the name of DJ Kool Herc. DJ Kool Herc is credited with throwing the first hip hop party August 11th, 1973. It was in Queens. And he introduced the idea of mixing albums together back and forth at parties along with what's called the breakbeat. So taking long drum breaks into songs and extending them with the use of two records, and people would dance during that. And we all know what a breakbeat is. If you hear it, it's just that drum kind of drummy solo in the middle of a song. He pioneered that. So without DJ Kool Herc, I can't say there'd be no rap music. But they're definitely.
It would be a different form, maybe.
He's definitely one of. He's definitely the pilot light.
Oh well, there you go. How old is he?
He's got to be in his 70s now.
Wow.
I was gonna say he's got to be up.
He's got to be up there.
Yeah. Wow.
We just, got a couple of minutes left. If you want to share yours, who you think should be inducted, who has been cheated up to this point by not being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at 844-967-2789. Otherwise, there's a big parade tomorrow.
I'm so committed to this, you guys, because I just think that many times the Veterans Parade gets overlooked. And it starts at 11 o'clock and it goes down Wisconsin Avenue. And
in Milwaukee here?
Okay, Milwaukee. Right,
in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. And I just think that it's imperative that we give these guys and women their due, because they have given their life in many regards. Some have paid the ultimate price, and they get forgotten.
Yes, they do.
And I just think that we need to go down, and we need to stand there and cheer them as they pass. You know, my dad was a World War II. My husband was a Vietnam vet. And I just think that you have to give them the respect that they so richly deserve.
And I totally agree.
I agree with you as well. And if you ever have the opportunity, I would highly encourage you to go to Mitchell International Airport when they are doing an honor flight.
Oh boy.
That is one of the most... I went when I was working with a different station and went out with a plane full of veterans and then spent the day in Washington,
D.C.
What
an honor.
Oh, it really was. And having an opportunity to speak to some of these guys. But the welcome they get in Washington is great. And then the welcome they get when they come back to Milwaukee will make you cry.
I know somebody who did that. He was a Korean War vet, and he didn't want to go for a long time. Then finally decided he was ready. And it was amazing. And he had such a good time, and the pictures are wonderful. And I'm glad he got the opportunity to do it. The honor flight's amazing.
It is.
My dad was in the Air Force. My uncle fought in Vietnam. My great uncle fought in World War II. So, like, absolutely. If you can get down there, go down there, honor them, give them a wave, give them a smile, put your hand on your heart, tell them how much they mean to you.
Our father was in the Navy, and just recently we were going through some things, my sister and I, and we found his uniform from when he was in the Navy.
Wow.
It's tiny. And it just reinforced to me how young
they were.
They were. Yeah. And still are when you go into the service.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so you make a great point, Carol. If you can get out tomorrow, the weather should be good.
Right.
Weather's looking pretty good. Doesn't step off until 11 o'clock in the morning.
Right. And I'm going to just add this really quickly. I know we got to go to break, but if you ever get the... I've been able to visit many, many war memorials. I've been to Hiroshima and I've been all over the place, but the one most impactful one is the Punchbowl Cemetery in Honolulu. And all there's just walls and walls of marble with names. And there's a plaque before you get started, and it says, "Here are the names of those whose human remains are known only to God."
Oh.
Oh my God.
I cried through the whole thing. I cried through the whole thing. And if you ever get the chance, you have to go. You have to go.
Veterans Day parade tomorrow. Let's show our supports and stick around. We have the news is coming up at noon, followed immediately by the wonderful Todd Albaugh Show.
The Todd Father.
The Todd Father. He will be joining us on this program on Monday morning, starting at 10 o'clock. Hope you can join us as well. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you, Carol, Greg, Calvin. Thank you, all of you, for calling and listening and texting. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday on As Goes Wisconsin, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Tell a friend what's on tap.
There's a new station in town with conversation about Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the Chippewa Valley.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. The Civic Media network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio. Refreshed.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.